PJM capacity auction clears at max price, falls short of reliability requirement, written by Devin Leith Yeshin, and read by an automated voice. PJM's 2027-28 base residual auction procured 134,479 megawatts in unforced capacity at the $333.44 per megawatts day maximum price, falling 6,623 megawatts short of the reliability requirement and setting a clearing price record. Executive Vice President Market Services and Strategy Stu Bressler said the largest driver of the capacity shortfall was 5,250 megawatts of load growth forecast for the 2027-28 delivery year, nearly 5,100 megawatts of which are attributed to data centers. While the amount of supply participating in the auction increased by about 370 megawatts, that was unable to keep pace with accelerating load growth. The auction is the third in a row to clear at record prices. The 2026-27 auction cleared at $329.17 per megawatts day, up $59.22 over the prior year. If not for a settlement between PJM and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro or Dee to collar capacity prices, the 2027-28 auction would have cleared at $529 per megawatts day, with the Dominion Zone separating at $542 per megawatts day. The agreement initially limited prices to between $175 and $325 per megawatts day, with adjustments accounting for shifting accreditation values for the combustion turbine reference resource. About 800 megawatts would have cleared with a higher price cap, including some resources that entered into agreements to export their capacity to other regions because of their offer price being higher than the price cap. Speaking at a press briefing after the auction results were posted December 17, Bressler said the reliability requirement shortfall does not mean PJM will not be able to reliably serve load. The auction cleared with a 14.8% reserve margin, albeit short the 20% target, and several factors could improve the reliability outlook. Those include resources scheduled for deactivation continuing to operate, availability of winter-only resources that did not receive an annual commitment, and an expectation that 2027-28 peak loads will fall in the 2026 load forecast. Bressler said changes to PJM's processes for utilities submitting large load adjustments and its review of them are expected to reduce the data center load projected in the 2026 forecast, which could flow into the amount procured in the third incremental auction scheduled for February 2027. Econometric modeling of energy efficiency trends and reduced economic optimism also could push the load forecast down. While the load forecast values will not be finalized and published until January, there will be an appreciable difference in the 2027-28 forecast, he said. We believe that these factors will result in the system being very close to the 1 in 10 standard in the delivery year, Bressler said in an announcement of the auction results. But this auction leaves no doubt that data centers' demand for electricity continues to far outstrip new supply, and the solution will require concerted action involving PJM, its stakeholders, state and federal partners, and the data center industry itself. Price collar to expire. The settlement with Pennsylvania applies to only the 2026-27 and 2027-28 auctions, with the intention of stabilizing the market while several design changes were implemented. The governors of Pennsylvania, Virginia, New Jersey, Maryland, Illinois, and Delaware signed a letter sent to the PJM Board of Managers on December 3 requesting that the price cap be extended by 1 year. That was also an element of a critical issue fast path proposal sponsored by the Data Center Coalition, Exelon, PPL, and several state governors. In a statement following the posting of the auction results, Shapiro's office said the settlement prevented PJM consumers from being assessed $9.9 billion in capacity costs without a corresponding reliability benefit, in large part because of generation development being unable to keep up with load growth. I sued PJM because it is unacceptable for them to do nothing as consumers pay sky-high utility bills while getting nothing in return, Shapiro said. My administration has once again stopped billions of dollars in unnecessary and unjustified energy price hikes from being passed on to families and businesses. PJM needs real reform, and they are running out of time to protect consumers from their inaction. Asked whether PJM would consider revising the maximum price for the 2028-29 auction, Bressler said there was strong stakeholder support for the quadrennial review proposal the board approved in October, and those are the auction rules the RTO is planning on proceeding with. PJM Power Providers Group President Glenn Thomas told RTO Insider the quadrennial review parameters create a stable platform to support the investment in new capacity needed to meet the demand the RTO is forecasting. Early signals are showing there is interest in developing in PJM, but the RTO needs to avoid political interference in its markets that could undermine the long-term thesis for investment, he said. people can look at this market and understand the supply and demand dynamics. You can understand and appreciate that we have a market that is sending a signal that supply is low and demand is high, and that should be a place where investment is attracted. If we let these markets do what they have successfully done for decades, that will let the markets serve the projected demand, Thomas said. The Electric Power Supply Association and P3 said in a joint statement that the auction results are an early indicator of future electricity needs associated with data center proliferation, electrification, and economic expansion. They wrote that PJM's competitive markets remain the strongest tool for delivering the capacity that will be needed without overbuilding. Competitive generators are responding to recent price signals with new supply, and the market has multiple safeguards in place to meet reliability needs and adjust as system conditions evolve, they wrote. Today's results don't fully reflect the wave of recent investment announcements because projects take years to deliver and the auction calendar has been compressed over multiple auction cycles. The reality is that while customers enjoyed record low supply prices over the past decade, we are in a new era, and there will be a cost to building the projected necessary resources on the timeline required. Sierra Club senior advisor Jesse Idbo said the expiration of the price cap creates concerns for future auctions. It's little surprise that this capacity auction also hit the auction ceiling and ended with record high prices for customers, she said. We were fortunate to have the price collar in place, but this is the last auction with these guardrails, creating serious concern over next year's auctions. As we approach the holiday season, families should be spending their hard-earned dollars on family meals and presents for each other, not forking more money over to the utility companies and big tech's power needs. PJM should be doing everything in their power to lower prices for their millions of customers and planning for enough clean energy to meet the demands of data centers. Instead, PJM continues to uphold market structures that favor pricey fossil fuels and stick everyday customers with big tech's power bills. Grid Lab Program Director Nikhil Kumar said PJM's backlogged interconnection queue is preventing new entry from responding to price signals, leaving consumers with high costs. While the price cap has provided short-term relief, it's clear that PJM's interconnection process is broken, Kumar said in a statement. Texas has demonstrated that adding energy resources like solar, wind, and batteries can significantly reduce grid risks and costs. PJM must act quickly to implement reforms and bring energy projects online to address the growing demand. After a third straight auction marked by unacceptably high prices, it is painfully obvious that our capacity market is breaking under the weight of data center demand and a dysfunctional interconnection queue, the Illinois Citizens Utility Board said in a statement. Even worse, since the auction results fell below the reliability requirement, consumers are getting the worst of all worlds, paying more money for reduced electric reliability, while existing generators get a windfall. Demand response grows with modeling changes. An additional 371 megawatts of UCAP cleared in the auction, including 774 megawatts of new generation and unit uprates. The amount offered increased by 956 megawatts. The resource mix includes 43% natural gas, 21% nuclear, 20% coal, 5% DR, 4% hydroelectric, 2% wind, 2% oil, and 1% solar. Demand response saw the most significant increase, with 7,299 megawatts offered into the auction, up 1,768 megawatts. Bressler said that was largely from the effective load carrying capability rating for the resource class increasing because of the elimination of the availability window to instead model DR as being dispatchable in all hours. That boosted DR's rating from 69 to 92%. The supply stack includes the 1,289 megawatts Brandon Shores and 397 megawatts H.A. Wagner in accordance with a temporary provision FERC approved to allow deactivating resources operating on reliability must run agreements to be modeled as capacity in the 2026-27 and 2027-28 auctions. PJM outlined its intention to ask FERC to permit a one-year extension at the Markets and Reliability Committee's meeting in October.